There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's drive live, and we are at the Renaissance Hotel in the Business Bay. This is a new hotel, a new lifestyle hotel in the Business Bay. It is business unusual.
Business unusual. I know, yeah. Just having a look around at the rooms, and there's, you know, spa, swimming pool, it overlooks the canal, which I think is now the heart of what people are attracted to, really, aren't they?
So we're on the 21st floor. So it says here, I don't know if you've heard this so far today, but I like this. I like pithy little quotes like this. Sometimes the questions are complicated. The answers are simple.
Bit like your mind, Tim.
It is very like my mind. I always think that you think there's something going on, and you actually, when you speak to me, you think, well, there's not a lot. Let's be honest.
It's good to be clear, though. It's just very modern, isn't it, and sleek in here.
Mm.
It's kind of a really ultra-modern hotel, ultra-modern fixtures, fittings, all that kind of stuff.
Did you get the memo about wearing things that match the furniture, by the way? Because I've just realised everything in this hotel you match. Is that by design? Or
no, just naturally fashionable, Tim. That's all. You know, you either have it or you don't.
Ah, dear. I was there. I'm going to war, so I clash. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's quite neutral, isn't it?
It is. Very nice indeed. So we're here for 3 hours. Let's talk about, well, this is really the story of the day. I've been reminding you about this, and your way of remembering this is that it falls between your dad's two birthdays. That's too long a story to tell.
That's basically it, though. But it falls in between his two birthdays, the 14th and the 16th, so I always knew it was today.
Exactly. 15th. So what this is speed limit changes today on the roads of Dubai. New speed limit that's been put into effect on two of the city's busiest and most dangerous, unfortunately, roads. Mohammed Suleiman is from the ARN News Centre, joins us now from back in the studio to tell us more about the story. Mohammed, what do we need to know about what is actually a fairly big deal from 120 to 110?
Right, so from today, the speed limit on the Dubai stretch of Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Road and Emirates Road, as you said, is 110 kilometers per hour. So that means that when you factor in the 20 kilometers per hour grace limit, the radars will catch you if you're going at or over 131. Now, we know from Dubai Police that these roads are two of the most dangerous roads in the city. Last year, 33 people died on the E311, while 29 people died on the E611. So authorities are really hoping that reducing the speed limit by 10 kilometers per hour will also reduce the number of fatalities on these two roads. Now, earlier today, I spoke with one commuter who uses the E311 to get to and from work every day. I began by asking him how he found his drive to work this morning.
Today morning actually made me so nervous when I saw those like placards with the 110 kilometers on the road. I was like, I'm sticking to the speed limit. I do not want to get a fine. And so like, I was just watching other cars pass, zoom past me, and I was like, okay, I hope someone else gets a fine, but not me. But yeah, it was really nerve-wracking trying to maintain that speed limit and just watching my speed.
That was a Dubai-based commuter who I spoke to earlier today who says he uses large parts of the E311 to get to and from work every day. I also asked him if he thought the new changes will increase his commute time or not. Here's what he told me.
A little bit. It increased it a little bit because obviously being used to going at like 120 or the speed limit, actual speed limit before, was obviously a little bit faster. But now the difference is not that huge of a deal, but yeah, there's still a small difference.
That was a Dubai-based commuter who says he uses a large part of the E311 to get to and from work every day.
Now, Mohammed, just like the commuter you spoke to was talking about, I was on the 311 yesterday. I noticed that the road signs were already in place, obviously getting ready for today. And these measures, they say, have been introduced to make the roads here safer. Do people really think it's going to make much of a difference, 10 kilometres an hour?
Well, the opinions are mixed. I mean, road safety experts have welcomed the news, obviously, but they also say that more needs to be done to tackle the issue of speeding. They say that one thing that could be done is cutting down the grace limit. We know that the grace limit on the roads here in the UAE is one of the most lenient in the world. In most places, it's between 5 and 10% of the actual speed limit, but over here, it's a full 20 kilometers per hour. But at the end of the day, cars will be going slower onto major roads in the city, and this can only be a good thing. So I asked this commuter whether or not he thought the change will make the roads safer.
A good step. It's a noble decision, but I think the drivers who are used to speeding are still going to speed, because they bear in mind they have the gaps between each speed camera, and that is where some of the reckless drivers use the opportunity to speed up. The reckless driver are still going to speed up. But the careful drivers are going to be more cautious. But I hope it's going to have a huge difference. But I don't know if it's going to like deter the speedsters on the road. I'm not sure.
So that was a Dubai-based commuter who uses large parts of the E311 to get to and from work every day. So just to recap, from today, the speed limit on the Dubai stretch of Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Road, which is the E311, and Emirates Road, which is the E611, is going to be 110 kilometers per hour.
That's Mohammed Suleiman back in the studio. Mohammed from the ARN News Centre. Good to talk to you, Mohammed. Appreciate you coming on. Thank you.
You too. Thanks, guys.
So we're talking about this at the weekend, actually. So effectively what we've got here is the cameras will flash at 131 kilometres an hour on the E611 in Dubai Emirate, the same with the E311. So the signs are there. It is a warning to go slower, which is a great thing. But I was talking to a friend of mine at the weekend, and he was saying, look, how much of a difference is it going to make? Because it's not necessarily speed which kills. It is things like lane discipline. It's things like reckless driving. It is falling asleep. There's lots of drivers who are tired, working very long hours, etc., which is a good argument to make. But I still make the argument back that, hold on a minute, if you turn around and say and make a point of saying that two of the busiest roads are now slower roads than they were, at least, I hope, and I'm not sure if I'm going out on a limb here or not, at least you make people think.
I think it's the thinking that is the key to this. It's the behavioural thing. Mm. We drove over here from the studio today and we saw a couple of people on their phone, people sort of drifting in and out of lanes, and it's bad behaviour. It's bad habits, bad patterns that people have got into. We've got a text in from Marilyn. It says, I had to take my daughter to ballet on Sheikh Zayed Road. Her class finished. I was rushing back to be home by 4:30. My husband had to fly away and my son was going to be alone if I didn't get there in time. And she says, I managed to get home in time and I obeyed all the traffic rules, so it can be done. But I do think that there is a tendency that some people will push the limits, whatever they are.
I suppose so. Robert texts in as well. Grace limits should be, as Mohammed mentioned there, less than they are, as in other countries. It ridiculously says that someone could be 20 kilometres an hour over a 40 kilometre an hour limit. By making all 10% would, says Robert, massively reduce speed-related accidents, which is a fair argument.
Yeah, I guess if 40 kilometres and the max you can do is 44, that's a big difference. But, you know, as Robert points out, that happens in lots of places around the world. But if you've never had that before, how do you retrain a group of motorists that the rules are different? It's quite a difficult rule to get your head around, because once you are used to a grace limit, is it fair then to alter that? It's one thing looking at the speed on the road, but you know where you stand with the grace limits at the moment.
Exactly, and that's a fair point. But, you know, as with all of these things, so as soon as you talk about speed and then everybody has an opinion on what actually causes the accidents and has the answer to what needs to be done and wants to tell the authorities what they need to do. So the discussion, not argument, I was having at the weekend, went to the point that ultimately I said, well, what about this? What about whenever you renew your driving license, you're made to do a refresher course? Not necessarily an exam, but you have to do, I mean, every 2 years now, it is, you need to renew your license if you're expatriate here in the UAE. Fine. So what if you had to do, you were taken out for a 15-minute drive with an instructor and you had to do it, and you had to be reminded of the bad habits that you've picked up that you may not necessarily notice, not looking at mirrors enough or perhaps missing a signal, whatever those habits might be, and that was mandatory.
Can you imagine if you relied on driving for your job, though, and there was some problem or there was a delay in whether you got to do the test, and that's your livelihood down the drain?
Well, that's fine, but if you're a bad driver, then surely you shouldn't have driving as your livelihood. Surely that's just not the way to go. I don't know. I'm not saying that it should happen, but is that one thing that we should be doing, refresher courses? Because I'm driving decades, to be honest with you, and I'm sure I've got some habits that are probably detrimental to concentration or whatever. You know, and I sort of feel like I'm a reasonably safe driver. And I use the term reasonably.
Shouty driver.
Slightly
might be
shouty
more,
at times.
Appropriate. Having been in your car before several times. Slightly shouty.
Yeah, fair perhaps. But yeah, never raging, just shouty. 4001, we'd like to hear from you on this if you'd like to get in touch with us today. So speed limits have changed on Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Road and the Emirates Road, the E611 and the E311. Or you can use the app if you'd like to. We're going to talk more news after the break here live from the Renaissance Hotel, the new lifestyle hotel in the Business Bay. And it is the story of Dubai police reuniting a mother and son. What happened? Why did it happen? Next.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.